Another easy way to remember us is just your live and local FM talk show. It's the Monica J Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Joining us last Monday in town at the University of Nevada, Reno, very special guest, the founder and president of Turning Point USA and heading on with the culture war, Charlie Kirk. 650 people showed up to hear Charlie and, well, watch the liberals and the progressives. That was entertainment as well. So joining us on the line right now, Charlie Kirk himself. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. We had a lot of fun, I'll tell you. We had a great time. So glad to be here.
And we have a great crowd here up in Northern Nevada. But Charlie, as I'm sure you can see, we are being taken over by the liberals and the progressives here in Northern Nevada. And there's a big question, is Washoe County blue? Is it red? What did you take away from your talk being here with Turning Point USA at the University of Nevada, Reno campus?
Well, I had a couple takeaways. First of all, the response positively was overwhelming. I mean, we had to open up another room because there was just so much enthusiasm. And it's amazing because speaking at this campus, there were a couple other visitors in recent weeks that could not even draw half the crowd that we were able to draw. Senator Harris and Senator Sanders had about half the crowd size that we had when they came to campus. So that should have been the headline, right? The headline of all the media should have been a 25-year-old and a new student organization on campus draws twice the size crowd, a conservative speaker, than Democrats running for the presidency of the United States. Front-runner Democrats, mind you. But instead, and this is what really frustrated me, is the media decided to really put their coverage on focus of these radical protesters that interrupted my speech five times, and they came with their signs, and they came with their banners. And look, they have very strong opinions. They have incorrect views. But instead, the media says, oh, Charlie Kirk sparked protests. I didn't spark any protests. These people would protest a boring lecture with slides if the person was conservative. Instead, the media is just looking to try to paint conservatives in a negative light. But I'll tell you, we have video of all of it. We have footage from all of it, and that will be made public very soon. That just kind of goes to show the intolerance of some of these campus radicals. But the big takeaway is that a conservative speaker at University of Nevada, Reno, draws double the size of the crowd of leading Democrats running for president of the United States. That is your takeaway.
Well, I really appreciate the fact that you pointed out something that I point out all the time here on the air, is when they start screaming racism and conservatives are racist, they always turn to Charlottesville and the white supremacy. Is that they have this one thing that they keep going back to try to paint us all as racists. And that is so frustrating. Did you know, Charlie, that there is a dean on the UNR campus who wrote a book and encourages same race learning so that black students should be taught by black teachers, Asian students should be taught by Asian teachers? Do you see that as a form of racism or segregation?
Of course it is, yes. And you know, the left will never protest that. The left will never protest that. So, look, I mean, this is an unfortunate kind of thing we even have to continually talk about, which is, you know, we as conservatives. I opened my speech by talking about e pluribus unum, the Latin phrase, out of many one, that we are all one people. And then literally 30 seconds later, I get interrupted by these protesters talking about how hateful of a person I am. I mean, and I kind of joked around. I was like, did you miss the part when I mentioned out of many one? But look, here's the big thing. Unfortunately, a lot of the conversation, a lot of the focus gets put on these protesters. I instead want to talk about the multiple standing ovations, you know, conservative values got on a college campus. That's the positive here. Mm-hmm. That's the optimistic take. And even the media, the journalists I met afterwards, they said they were stunned by how many people showed up. They couldn't believe it. I mean, because they've been covering all these Democrats coming to campus, and they've been, you know, these Democrats get a couple hundred people here and there. And it just goes to show how, you know, how there is a movement happening in this country towards conservative values, towards the ideas of the Constitution and free enterprise. And I think that, you know, people's failure to recognize that will end up, you know, having wrong predictions and not having a correct analysis of what's really going on. And so I have to tell you, I'm very optimistic about the future of our country. You know, we're doing everything we can to help save the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world, and we were really happy to do that at University of Nevada, Reno a couple days ago.
How important is it? I see the change going on at the universities, that people are fighting back against the safe spaces and taking back our freedom of speech. And I love the fact that Turning Point USA also now has a chapter in the high schools. How important is it to take back our elementary and our high school education to help these students understand before they even try to get indoctrinated into university?
It's critically important. I mean, our high schools have become so radical left-wing. Teachers are no longer allowing free-flowing debate, but they're teaching anti-Americanism, anti-freedom, and anti-liberty values. And so it's very important. That's why we have a huge growing high school movement at Turning Point USA. We have hundreds of high school chapters across the country and high school leaders that embrace these ideas and that are fighting for it every single day. And, you know, we had our Teenage Student Action Summit in Washington, D.C. in July, where we had the President of the United States speak there. And if anyone listening to this wants to get involved or get engaged or be supportive of the work that we're doing in high schools and colleges, they can go to tpusa.com. And we are leading the fight to win America's most important culture war of our time, to save the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world.
You can also follow Charlie Kirk at CharlieKirk11 on Twitter and check out his podcasts on Apple Podcasts as well. Now, you work very tightly hand in hand with Candace Owens, someone else who is really bringing to the forefront when it comes to, well, I just say American voters of color. But this is something that people have to realize. You talked about Washington, D.C. there just a moment ago. There was a huge representation there. I mean, hundreds of students that were black and no media coverage of it whatsoever.
So Turning Point USA hosted the nation's largest Black Leadership Summit last weekend, and most people didn't even know that it happened. And they warmly welcomed the President of the United States, and the President did a terrific job. This President has delivered such remarkable results to the black community, the lowest ever black poverty rate, the lowest black unemployment rate, you know, prison reform, the First Step Act, opportunity zones, a revitalized economy. All these things are very positive, and the media refuses to cover any of it. And I'll tell you that you know, this summit that we hosted in Washington, D.C. last week, the Black Leadership Summit, the media conveniently turned off their cameras or just, you know, didn't cover it or kind of half covered it because it does not fit their narrative. Their narrative is to paint this terrific president as someone who he is not, which is a hateful person. That is not who he is. He is he's a wonderful president for all Americans. He's delivered results that people would have thought was unachievable. And, you know, we did everything we could to try to shine a light on the support that he has in the black community. It's been getting a lot of play on social media because social media is a way to get around the mainstream media.
That's the issue, Charlie. When I am speaking to my women's Republican groups, I kept pushing the fact that you were going to be here on Monday and getting signed up and getting their tickets in advance. And there were a number of people when I spoke who didn't know who you were, who didn't know who Candace was. And I think that's important to get, obviously, the university kids know who you are and they know Turning Point USA. But how do we bring these two generations together to work together and understand how only working together is going to get Trump reelected in 2020?
Well, you know, we have to continue to get our message out. So people listen to this program, they've got to get engaged and they got to get involved. You know, you have to make sure you're educating the next generation around the ideas of the Constitution and free enterprise. And it's really important to remember that, you know, the fight for our country is daily and it is hourly. It's not just enough to vote. You have to get other people to do that. You have to get engaged. You have to be an activist because the left is persistent in the erosion of our freedoms and liberties and the fabric of our country. And so that's what we're doing every single day at Turning Point USA. And the word is getting out. And, you know, we appreciate the platform to be able to spread our message to more young people every single day.
All right. And that is a great message that you're spreading. So whether you see him on Fox News or you follow him on Twitter, which you can also follow me on Twitter at @JAYE_Monica. You can follow the show here. But wonderful speakers like Charlie Kirk, Candace Owens. There's so many to be listed. But if you get a chance, make sure you also check out Charlie's podcast. And we just keep moving forward. That's all we can do, Charlie.
That's right. That's exactly right. Let's keep fighting. And, you know, with your help and many others, we're going to win this very important culture war for the soul of our country.
All right. Turning Point USA, thank you so much for having the foresight to start that and give the younger generation a voice. He's got a lot of followers on there. And I know a lot of people think, Twitter, that's you know, that's the young kids game, but everybody has to get involved. Charlie, is there one last thing that you want to say to people here in Northern Nevada on how they can push back on this California and U.S. liberalism?
Yeah, I mean, look, the left destroys everything it touches, and California is importing their horrible ideas to the great state of Nevada. And, you know, the failure to recognize that the left is taking over everything will mean that our country will soon be unrecognizable. And I really just implore everyone listening to this, please get involved with Turning Point USA however you can, whether it be financial assistance or helping a student get to an event, or if you're a student involved, you know, start a chapter, start a high school chapter. You know, it's tpusa.com. This organization is making a very big difference, and we're going to continue to move the dial in the culture war. And, you know, we are losing our country to the left. We need more people to rise up and do something about it. And that's what we're doing at Turning Point USA.
Yeah, when you have actual educational materials coming out now that capitalism is racist, you know it's time to start fighting back for this country. So, Charlie Kirk, thank you so much for joining us. We are the home of Fox News here at KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. So let's get it started at 11:30. Here's Fox on the Monica Jay Show.
FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow.
Always looking for that brown-eyed girl of yours. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Did I mention that I have brown eyes? Yeah. My mom used to say it was because I was full of... Well, never mind. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You can also log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out our podcasts from previous shows. If you want to talk about anything when it comes to the squatters out there and the homeless situation, well, the last few days has been just a plethora of information from people that are calling in and letting people know what's going on around the area. So, hey, guess what happens today? Actually, it's going to be setting up here in a few minutes. Mark Amaday speaking at the Dayton Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Center. Got a luncheon going on. I wonder if anybody will ask him about his comments again. He's had to walk those comments back about the impeachment inquiry so many times. Kind of feeling bad for him right now. But to give you some sad news, this is terrible. A bear that was captured in Carson City and that they wanted to release back out into the wild died of a brain tumor. So they were getting ready to release him. That's sad. Such a cute bear. That's it. We live here in rural Nevada, you know. This is the great part. So, you know, you've got Dayton, you've got Smith and Mason Valley, Yerington, all of this beautiful space around us, Minden, Gardnerville. But even here in Reno, you still have to be careful, especially this time of year. The bears are fattening up. They're looking for whatever they can eat. That includes garbage. That can't be good for their health. but you might just see one out and about. My husband and I were on our main street driving out of our subdivision, and he's like, oh, look, there's a deer. There's like this little walkway, little common area that you could go. And once we started driving closer and got up to it, there wasn't one deer. There wasn't two deer. There wasn't three deer. There was an entire herd of deer. There had to be at least 13, 14 of them. The entire common area that we were looking at, that was kind of a trail, full of them. Unbelievable. So you may think that you live in town, but you really don't. You know, so anywhere in the outlying areas, unless you are in downtown Reno, you have the possibility of spotting and being in wildlife. And that's just not bears and coyotes. We're talking mountain lions. So always keep that eye out. If those bushes start moving, yeah, might not be a person in there. So keep an eye out and be careful, because they are stirring, getting ready for the winter. And boy, are we seeing that. It was cold this morning heading out. Be ready for it. Whether you decide to go out in the hills and do some hiking, you never know when something's going to happen, so be safe. Take your cell phone with you. Let people know that you're going out into certain areas. We've got a lot of fun things coming up, including, I'm so excited for this, we've got the Heritage Day Barbecue. Yes, Heritage Day Barbecue. It is this Saturday, just 3 days away. So you only have, let me put it that way, 3 days to get your tickets still for Saturday. It starts at noon and it goes until 4. It's $55 per person plus entertainment tax. So it's going to be at Dangberg Home Historic Ranch down on Highway 88 in Minden. Oh, you know I'm going to have to stop by the chocolate shop again and pick up some goodies. Now, if you go online and you can find out more about this, you can also get your tickets if you want. Well, I'm seeing different prices. So it could be $59.95. It could be $55. Seeing a couple of different things here. But you definitely want to take a little extra cash with you, because they have a special raffle for an AR-15 Axelson rifle. Tickets are $25 each. I can't wait to get mine. But here's the kicker. They're only selling 200 tickets. I love it when they cap it off like that. I hope I get my tickets, though, before they sell out. There's going to be all kinds of fun things for the entire family. Besides that great barbecue from Kokomo's, there's going to be a Western wear contest. So best dressed cowboy and cowgirl. There's going to be an awesome speech, awesome talk. I don't even want to call it a speech, because the gentleman is so down to earth. But Bill Whalen is a special guest. He's going to be giving a talk on losing our culture, losing our American heritage on the third annual Heritage Day. Imagine that. He's driving over from Palo Alto, and he might just see how awesome Northern Nevada is and decide to stay here. But you may have seen him on Fox News. He's been on our Lars Larson show before, and just all kinds of, gosh, the Hoover Institute that he's working for. He's a columnist with Sacramento Bee. I hope I see you down there. I'm going to be there as well, giving a little talk. Normally, I just show up places and I talk. But I think I'm going to give a special directed talk at Heritage Day. Because when you look at our heritage, it's being erased. And one of the saddest things that I see being erased is the American dream. So I want to talk about the American dream. Because it's not dead. And it's not free either. That's the most important thing to remember, as Charlie Kirk had mentioned that, you know, more people would rather go see Charlie Kirk speak than to see Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders speak here in Northern Nevada. All of those groups combined, even though there were protesters interrupting, they were few and far between. And that's all they can do. All they can do is interrupt. That's what liberals and progressives do. They don't listen. They don't try to understand another point of view. They just interrupt. Whether your heritage is the Carson Valley, the North Valleys, Minden, Gardnerville, Douglas County, if we don't start protecting our heritage, we will lose it forever. You know, how many statues are going to be torn down besides Robert E. Lee's because someone somewhere out there got offended? The American dream is not free, but it is still alive. Having a good job that you love. Easier than ever now. Because of the opportunities that we are seeing once again, and with a president who helps to push those opportunities, to get people off of welfare, to own something. Whether you want a tiny house that you can hook up to the back of your pickup truck, or your SUV, or even if you've got a really powerful little bug, I don't know, Prius with a towing package. Or you want that dream of a mansion on the side of a hill. None of that stuff is ever given freely. Ever. You have to work for it. You have to sweat for it. 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, 365 days. It didn't come by way of a free education. It didn't come by way of free health care. It didn't come by way of free. It came with our grandparents and our great-grandparents and our parents working their tails off so we could have better. Sitting in a classroom listening to teachers about socialism, about how capitalism is racist, only focusing on the negative and not the positive and moving forward. Yeah, people were racist back in the day. That's what they were taught. That's what they learned. But we've turned around from that. And not everybody is racist. We are all so different. I just wish more people embraced that idea. There will always be racists out there. Hate to say that. There will always be people who think they're better than you. there will always be people who steal your ideas and call them their own. There will always be people who seem to be handed things on a silver platter, things you have to work for. There will always be evil and someone trying to take what you have. But you know what they can't take? Your spirit, your determination, and your drive, if you just let it happen. I hope I see you at Heritage Day. Bring the kids. Bring your friends, your neighbors. Because you know what? With everything happening in the news, that they try to make you think everything is so wrong, we're going to have fun. We're going to raffle off an AR-15 because we are proud of our heritage, our Second Amendment rights, our forefathers, our founding fathers, because those are two different things. Remember those ones that landed on Pilgrim, or the pilgrims that landed on Plymouth Rock, are just as important in what they were escaping and what they wanted in a new world just as much as our founding fathers who wrote that Declaration of Independence. There are still countries who are trying to take over this world. And I finally saw my episode of South Park last night as Matt and Trey gave the middle finger to China. That was awesome. Find it on YouTube or somewhere online if you can. And start waking people up to what China is doing. Huh. Now I see why Sandoval was so interested in going there every year and trying to make such big deals with them. You can see now how Nevada may have been sold off. But not all of us. It's the Monica Jay Show, your voice for all of Northern Nevada. At 884-9910, if you've got a last comment as we end today's show. Live and local, every day, 10 to noon, on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM in Yerington in Smith Valley. Hey, Yerington has a recall rally. That's right, a recall Sisalak rally coming up. Actually, a lot of areas do. Battle Mountain and Ely. And so log on to fightfornevada.com. Fightfornevada.com. And that's F-O-R. Don't use the number, fightfornevada.com. You can see a list there of all of the different places that there is a rally. Show up, be supportive, buy raffle tickets, whatever you need to do, or just listen to the guest speakers. Listen to the things that Governor Sisalak has done that, well, they go against not only the Nevada Constitution, but the U.S. Constitution as well. Find out the facts for yourself, because there are people out there who will just do anything that they can to keep you in the dark. I don't want to see that. I do want to let you know a few things that are going on. Even my husband had to ask me the importance of this last night, because people have been talking about, what's the big deal with China? What's the big, you know, we need to get these trade wars figured out and start helping people again. No. We need to let China know that the United States cannot be bought. Just like they bought the NBA. A lot of people play basketball in China. So when an NBA GM, National Basketball Association, for those who don't know, supported Hong Kong and their resistance, you might have heard a little bit from Armstrong and Getty. You might have heard a little bit on Fox. They shut down the NBA real quick. How much of our voice are we going to lose? How many of our freedoms are we going to lose? Because Democrats have sold out this country to China. They want to be the most dominant world power by 2025. And I tell you, they are well on their way. Why? Because of money. They own people. They own countries. Talk about slavery. They shut down freedom of speech. Thank goodness Evans Broadcast Company is a locally owned station and will always be. So we can keep the word going out. Like the word about how things are changing here in Northern Nevada. Washoe County Commission Chambers, the master plan voted on, the Regional Planning Commission's master plan voted on tomorrow, 2 p.m. Find out more about it. Find out more about what's going on at washorap.com. That's washorap.com. Until tomorrow, have a great day. You know you're in my heart, and you always will be.